Roughly 200 people gathered in the rain this morning for a vigil in Brighton held near where a rabbi was stabbed 8 times yesterday. Rabbi Shlomo Noginsky was next to the Shiloh House, a Jewish day school, when police say a 24-year-old named Khalid Awad, armed with a gun and a knife, attacked him yesterday afternoon. Rabbi Noginsky is recovering at home. The motive for the stabbing is still unclear, but Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins says authorities are investigating whether it could have been motivated by anti-Semitism.
This is a continued civil rights investigation. The Boston Police Department Civil Rights Unit, as well as my Civil Rights Unit, are working hard on this. We will be keeping the community appraised.
WBUR's Quincy Walters spoke to a young man at the vigil about how he is feeling after the attack.
12-year-old Benny Bark, who attended the vigil with his dad, says he's haunted by what happened yesterday. The attack hit particularly close to home for Bark because he lives just blocks away from where the attack happened in Brighton, and the rabbi is his best friend's father.
When I heard about this, I just thought it was like a nightmare because my best friend's father just got, like, stabbed, and then a few minutes later, I got called from my best friend, and he was crying. He said he was in the hospital, and he had these massive deep cuts, and they needed to do surgery on him, and I felt like crying. And he's a great rabbi, so when I heard it, I just felt, like, really scary and, like...
And do you feel less safe, Benny?
I feel a little less safe, but... Anyways, if something happens like that, I think you need to learn how to fight back. And what he did, like, he's considered a hero because he was sitting next to the show, next to the school, where all the kids were. My younger brother was in that school, like, a room right next to those stairs. And the guy had a gun. He could have come in and start shooting the kids. But he's a hero because when the guy came up to him with a gun and a knife, ran away from the school. He ran to the park. So that it just feels very scary to me. But I went to Boy Scouts, so I learned a little jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. But that's all really.
The people who showed up for the vigil were defiant. One speaker said, "The Jewish community is angry, and the Jewish community is united." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.